Negotiations are underway about the housing facilities provided to immigrant families when they're detained. The talks between immigration advocates and the government started this week after a federal judge issued a tentative ruling that could close three family detention centers. Two are in Texas, and one is in Berks County, Pennsylvania. NPR's Alexandra Starr went there and has this report.
A teacher is quizzing her 14 students on U.S. state capitals. The classroom walls are painted a cheery orange. The kids lift their hands and shout out answers.
What was Mississippi now?
Jackson! Jackson!
The students in this classroom range in age from 5 to 12. Most are from Central America, and many have been detained at the Berks County Center anywhere between 6 months and a year. Advocates say that's a problem.
We worry that this has permanent effects on these children's both mental and physical health.
Michelle Brenier is director of the Migrant Rights and Justice Program at the Women's Refugee Commission. A few years ago, parents and children would spend just a few weeks at Berks before being released. The majority then stayed with family members while their cases moved through immigration court. But not now. After tens of thousands of Central Americans fled violence in their home countries and surrendered at the U.S. border last summer, places like Berks began detaining families for longer periods.
It's being treated as a final destination with the objective of deterring migration.
Under federal law, children who come to the United States without legal permission can be detained, but only for a short time before being released to a parent or guardian. If children come over with a parent, though, the federal government says it reserves the right to keep them for longer stretches, in some cases more than a year. That's being challenged in court. Last month, a federal judge issued a tentative ruling against the government. She said family detention centers don't meet standards for holding migrant children. Advocates and government attorneys are now in mandated negotiations that could lead to major changes in the way migrant families are detained. Those changes could include closing family detention centers. Again, Michelle Brenier.
I'm hopeful that these negotiations will come out with something that works to minimize the use of detention.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement defends the use of family detention. Agency staff point out that facilities are equipped with classrooms, playrooms, and provide on-site medical care. In a written statement, an agency spokesperson characterized the centers as an effective and humane way to keep families together as their cases are heard. I recently toured the Berks facility. I was not permitted to speak with any of the detainees. The dormitories I saw are Spartan but clean. Cribs sit alongside single beds. The rooms hold up to six people.
None of us are saying that Berks is a gulag.
Matthew Archambault is an immigration attorney who has represented detainees at Berks. He points out that even if the physical grounds don't look prison-like, these adults and children are essentially imprisoned. And that means center employees, not parents, are ultimately in control.
So if their child is running and laughing and a guard yells at them to be quiet, what can the mother or the father say? They're prisoners, and that guard is the one that's in charge.
Archambault says that undermines a child's sense of security. For now, there are plans to expand the Berks facility, doubling its capacity to about 200 people. The federal government pays the county $275 per detainee per day. The two Texas centers are run by private corporations. Combined, they could end up holding roughly 3,000 parents and children. That won't happen, of course, if they end up being shut down. The judge has given the government and immigration advocates 30 days to try to come to an agreement. Alexandra Starr, NPR News.